Here today's top stories. Well, it looks like the Illinois newspapers got the job done. Today, lawmakers negotiated, counter-negotiated, and lunched over a stopgap budget to cover school funding. That's about it. But good news, Chicago schools look like they may get more money. They've adjourned for the day, and they'll pick it up back tomorrow. Hey, you don't want to miss prime Springfield happy hour time. And drinks are like $2. If this goes through, it looks like Chicago schools will open on time, if that were the only problem we had. We still don't know about CTU and the teachers' contract, so even though this crisis may have been averted, it hasn't. In terms of the budget, this is a good thing. But then again, it's just a stopgap. Schools will be funded for a year, but other budgeted items are really only good for 6 months. And most of the human services and other state programs have not been even talked about yet. I mean, they still have a day, which is like 10 minutes in Springfield time with all the lunches. So many lunches. The Daily Show did a huge piece on the state of Illinois budget woes last night and called two download regulars, Senator Dan Biss and Representative Ron Sandeck, bickering Muppets, which I think is offensive to Muppets. Last night, it was announced that Mike Ditka was going to speak at the Republican National Convention in support of Donald Trump. And then today, Ditka said, "Hey, it's the first time I heard of it." See, that's your IQ. Zero. No, he didn't say that. He just said, first time he ever heard of it. And now Snead is reporting that Ditka has declined the event. What? What's happening? Are we not asking people to do stuff anymore? We just put it on Twitter? Can we just throw any names out? You know what, Pete? I heard that the Dalai Lama, Taylor Swift, and the ghost of Strom Thurmond are going to be speaking at the convention. Prove me wrong. You can't prove it wrong. It's Twitter. Yesterday, it was Volkswagen. Today, Toyota is recalling a couple million cars for both airbags and emissions trouble. So am I reading this right? Did the auto industry just lie about changes to emissions with hybrids and new technology? Is it possible that the new line of cars that we're seeing, they're just the same as the 1979 Ford Pinto, which I would take if it were in lime green? I mean, it's an awesome car. Here's a feel-good civil liberties tech story. A new Apple invention looks to create technology that disables your camera phone when in places you aren't allowed to record. This would be like a movie theater or a concert. But critics worry that this could be something that authorities could use to block civilians from documenting certain situations. You know, like going to the bathroom. I think if you could find a technology that could disable selfie sticks, I think we'd all come around to this. Facebook is changing the algorithm to your feed again. This time they're going to promote more of your friends' posts rather than news stories. This is not good for journalism, but great for your high school friend who makes Christian jewelry. In weather, beauty. I mean, beauty. In sports, the Cubs finished off a sweep of the Reds today in Cincinnati. Albert Amora Jr. hit his first major league home run, and Anthony Rizzo hit an inside the parker. Wow, Little League style. All right, who brought the cookies and the juice? Rizzo went yard. Sorta. The Cubs still hold a huge lead in both the NL Central and the NL All-Star vote, which wraps up soon. The Cubs are going to send so many players to the Midsummer Classic that I wouldn't be surprised if Dave Martinez puts on a jersey and plays center field. Now the Cubs head to New York for a four-game showdown with the Mets. Ooh, Mets. The Sox were shut out at home last night by the Twins, which is so unremarkable. The Sox will try to rebound tonight with James Shields on the mound. That's not what you want to hear if you're a Sox fan. Also, Melky Cabrera sprained his wrist, and he's going to be out for a couple games. Jimmy Butler was on the ESPN talk show The Jump today when asked about the D. Rose trade. He said he wasn't surprised and that it had to be one of us. When pressed, Butler said it's because they didn't win, nothing more, which I guess makes sense. But then again, doesn't that apply to everyone? And finally tonight, a new study in the Journal of American Medicine says that a majority of American women are choosing to remove all of their pubic hair. They said this is in an effort to please their partners. When asked for comment, those same partners said, can you make me a pizza while I beat this level? Thanks. So consider the source, gals. That's the carryout for June 29, 2016. Hey, do you need ketchup? Because we have these really awesome ketchup packets that in no way have been in our cupboard for like 3 years.